And next up, we have Hostess Mostess.
What were you thinking when you decided to stop at that little old shop on your long drive home? And you came to my room at the end of the day, and you opened the case, and I saw what.
And I think all of us here can agree that James Taylor is somewhere locked up in a basement somewhere being forced to make a songs for a song fight, because good Lord, that was a James Taylor song.
Yeah. It's Hostess Mostess is a, I see him as a song fight legend. Anyway, I think he's been around for a good long time. He's done a lot of really excellent stuff. I still have his song Totally Digging Your Mom on my playlist. It comes up every once in a while. It's just lovely. And he's been back to compete sort of on and off over the past few years. And this guy is a G&G master. He's just got this lovely voice. He's got this lovely sort of delivery, and he's got a beautiful touch. And what I imagine, like, when you go somewhere and you're extremely disappointed to realize it's open mic night, when you just want to, like, have a cup of coffee or a dinner or some drink or whatever, this would be the guy who would make you change your mind about open mic. You know, he's just so reliably excellent. And this is a lovely and sweet song with brilliant lyrics. So I just love this. So I'm going to vote for it.
I'm a little bit like I was with the Heine song or the Heine song. It's just like, I'm just so incredibly impressed that someone can sound so much like someone else and nail all of the intricacies and the just all to assemble or to marshal everything that you need to do to create a song that sounds like that. It's just, you know, I'm just amazed by the how expert it is and how technically amazing it is. So I feel like I lose a little bit out in the song itself, just being awed by the sound of it. So yeah, I really like this too, and I'm definitely going to vote for it just because of the talent. But I didn't catch a lot about the song itself, and you know, in the two listens that I had of it.